Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. I tell you, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I want you to know that God is with you and God loves you. There is no such thing that God don't love you. God cares about you. He gave his life. Jesus Christ gave his life so you could be a winner. Did you hear what I said? Jesus gave his life so you could be a winner. I don't care who you are. I got a call today. It was great to hear from my son, Elder Booker. The Lord just blessed him to get his own house down there in South Carolina. It's a real blessing to hear when God is blessing other people. See, God has no respect to person. But I want to share with you something tonight. When things is in delay, how do you handle that? You know, sometimes you want God to do something and it didn't happen right then. But there's a scripture that God gives us to let us know that we got to be prepared even in delay, when there is a delay. And there will be some delays in life now. Don't get me wrong. There are going to be some delays in life. There are going to be some delays in life. Some things are going to come pretty, some things are not going to come that quick. I want to talk about tonight how to handle delay. When you want it, and you didn't get it, how to handle it? How do you handle delay? You're saved. You know you're saved. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're doing what you can to do right. But still, look like everybody else is just going in front of you. That's when you've been delayed. Well, let's look at the scriptures tonight. Let's don't take my word for it. Let's look over there in Matthew chapter 25. And I got verses 1 through 13 on the screen for you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, even right now, God, that you bless your word. Bless me that I can speak as an oracle of God. Bless these your people that they may hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church today, in Jesus' name. Now, let's look what it says in verse number 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, the Lord uses 10 virgins there to explain how to expect the delay. 5 of them didn't expect the delay, but 5 of them did. And 5 of them took some extra oil. When you deal with God, don't look for everything happen just like that. Sometimes, I just read on Facebook tonight, one of Elder's daughters said, it's been a long time coming, but it's time. Waited many a year to buy a house, but he finally bought one. She's never too late. Somebody listen to me right now. You want to buy a house, and you haven't gotten it yet. But just don't give up. Keep on being faithful to God. Keep on being faithful. That's how you get it. Look what it says in verse number 2. It says, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. See, the foolish ones didn't anticipate a delay. They took the lamps with them. They went to the same place, but they had no extra oil. So when the lamps went out, they had no oil to put in the lamp. See, that wasn't wise at all. That's what a foolish person does. You look for it to happen right now, and it don't happen. So then you get this maze. Look at verse 3. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They took their lamps but didn't have no oil. See, they was foolish. And if you're expecting God to bless you right now, and he going to do it, and he is doing it, but if you expected no delay, that's kind of foolish. Because now God can do it. I've seen God just do things like that. I've seen him do it. Then I've seen other faith people, other cases, when it didn't happen like that, it happened like this. Gradually. See, but you got to be faithful to God even when you don't see it. See, when you want God to bless you, you got to be faithful even though you didn't get what you want. I remember when I was buying the house, the church in Brooklyn. Didn't have no money. I really had no money now. And no credit. And so the landlord that I leased it from, he wrote the first lease with option to buy for 3 years. And the 3 years went out and I didn't buy it. Well, he came back another year. And he, instead of giving me a 3-year lease, he gave me a 1-year lease. And on that lease, it didn't say option to buy. Did you hear me? It didn't say option to buy. Just a 1-year lease. That year went out, and I still hadn't bought it. I mean, I had it 4 years. I had not bought the house. See, God was working, but he was in delay. And then he wrote me another lease after the 4th year for 1 more year, and he went up on the rent. I said to him, I said, why are you going up on the rent? His reply to me was, Lonnie, I've been trying to get you to buy this house, and you keep putting it off. I said, his name was Mr. Tamarina. I said, Mr. Tamarina, I don't have no money, and I don't have no credit. He said, I told you that I would hold the mortgage for you. Did you see that? He said, I told you that I would hold the mortgage for you. See, God was working, but I didn't know it. Because I didn't know how to understand. I didn't understand God in them days. God was working right for me right then. And the man was wanting to help me. But I put off buying the house for 4 years. The first lease was 3 years. Then he gave me another lease for a year. And that year ran out, which made 4 years. And he came out to give me another lease, and that was going to be for 1 year. And I said to him, Mr. Tamarino, he cut me off. I said, Lonnie, I tried to get you to buy this place. I said, well, how am I going to do it? He said, I'll hold the mortgage for you. The man, sisters and brothers, the man held the mortgage for me so I could buy the house. Some of you right now, God getting ready to do some miracles for you, but you can't believe it. You keep doubting God. You doubt that God can do it. You're just as good as anybody else. See, you got to believe that God loves you just like he does everyone else. And don't ever think that God won't bless you. See, you see other ministers and other people, and they're blessed. And you sit back and say, Lord, I wonder why I'm not blessed. You know why? Because you got doubt. See, if you doubt God, you're hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself. See, in order to handle delay, you got to believe God even when there's a delay. Bishop Collins just preached in my church about 4 years ago down here in North Carolina when I first moved in. He said, you're going through this thing, but you can't die. Because you're going to come out with a testimony. You have to go through it to get a testimony. Somebody listen to me this evening. You feel like, well, Pastor, I don't know. I've just been waiting a long time. It's only a delay. It don't mean you're not going to get it. It's only a delay. God is still on the throne. And you're still God's child. And he said in his word, no good thing will I withhold from you. Now, you got to believe that. See, you just can't believe. I have a member of my church. And he said something to me. This is about 25 years ago. And he said something to me. He said, well, you know what, Pastor? I said, what? All the women come here, your sons get some. I said, excuse me? He said, your son get all the women. I get a chance to get nobody. Well, see, that was in his mind. That wasn't God. See, God has no reason at all to hold you back. God has no reason to hold you back. God wants to bless you. And see, the more God bless you, the more you praise him. And God wants to praise us. And see, you got to learn to tell God thank you even when you don't have it. See, even when you don't have it, you got to learn to tell God thank you even when you don't have it. When it don't look like you're going to get it, tell him thank you anyway. See, you got to learn to praise him. See, some of y'all stop going to church. Don't stop going to church. Don't you need a miracle from God? You need it. Well, listen, don't stop fellowshipping. The Bible said don't never neglect assembling yourself together as some others. That's in Hebrews. Don't neglect that. You want God to bless you. You know what? Here I am now. I'm a 76-year-old man. And God, when I started with Jesus Christ, I was dead broke. I was completely behind on my rent. I didn't have any money. But I trusted God. And I believed that God was going to do what he said. And guess what? He has. God has abundantly blessed me. He's opened doors. I mean, I'm sitting down here now in a house that someone bought and gave me. I didn't buy it. It's on 5 acres of land. I got a radio room upstairs. Yeah, I got a broadcast room. I got an exercise room upstairs. I got an extra bedroom upstairs. 3 bedrooms downstairs. Dining room, kitchen, and a living room. Look, God did it. Someone bought it and gave it to me. Out of the clear blue sky, God can move in your behalf. It don't take God just like that. God can bless you so fast and make your head swim. Amos chapter 9, verse 13 said he can bless you so fast your head will swim. God, but you got to believe it. See, don't give up on God. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. It's going to happen. Oh, yes, it's going to happen. It may not happen as fast as you want it, but it's going to happen. Yes, it's going to happen. I'm telling you tonight, it's going to happen. God is going to bless you if you just don't faint. The Bible said, him that endures to the end, you got to endure some things. It don't be easy. Sometimes you be laughed at. Sometimes you be talked about. Oh, God, I've been talked about so much. I've been lied on, falsely accused. But you still got to believe the unadulterated word of God. God got a blessing with your name on it. I'm talking about you. I don't know who you are. If you're listening to me tonight, you're playing this video later on. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ has a blessing with your name on it, especially for you. He got a blessing with your name on it, especially for God got a blessing. The scripture says in verse 4, if you're wise, look what it says. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The wise took oil. Listen, you can't stop doing for God because you don't see the evidence. You got to be like I am, didactic by God. You got to have a tenacity spirit that I'm going to hold on to God. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe God. And God will bring it to pass. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. God told me to say, he's not a man that he should lie. If God said it, God will do it. Now, I know some of you have been around the wrong, you know, you get around the wrong crowd, and they'll tell you, well, you know, you got to do, no, all you got to do is be faithful. The Bible said, the blessings of the Lord makes rich, and he does not add any sorrow to it. I remember I was up there in New York. I just celebrated 38 years, so I've been down here 3 years. So I was pastor 35 years in New York. 35 years. And I started with zero. Do you understand what zero is? Absolutely nothing. But I trusted God. I believed God. You know what? Many had run in front of me. Some passed me. But I kept on trusting God. See, the Bible said there was 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. The foolish didn't take no oil in their lamp. They expected something to happen right away. Look what it says in verse 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. That means the wise and the foolish went to sleep. But watch. Verse 6. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now guess what? The wise had lamps, had extra oil. Guess what? Watch what happened. Verse 7. Then all those virgins, all of them, the wise and the foolish, the wise and the foolish, all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. They all did. But watch, there's a difference here. Verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. See, they wasn't expecting no delay. See, when you lose your praise, that's when your oil run out. When you stop praising God and stop going to church. I spoke with somebody today. They said, they haven't been to church since March. I said, that's a bad thing. Go to church. They said, well, my pastor having church. I said, well, go to virtual church. Do something. I said, but talk about Jesus. Everywhere you go. In the supermarket, talk about him. On the grocery, in the grocery store, talk about him. When you're at the red light, tell somebody that Jesus loved them. Amen. Be creative and watch God move in your life. Watch him open the door. Look, no one anticipated and thought that I would be where I'm at today. I mean, but guess what? I didn't put myself here. God did it. And he'll do the same thing for you. There's no respect to person. This is the Bible said, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Now guess what? The next verse says, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. So that shows you they're foolish. They waited until the lamps went out. Now they got to try to find somebody that's got oil. Did you see that? That's a delay. See, if you are wise, you anticipate some delay. You know, sometimes there be delays. I don't care what you say, there sometimes there are delays. And you just got to deal with it. There is a delay, and we got to deal with it. Y'all understand that, don't you? So you got to be prepared. Well, the Boy Scouts look, on my honor, I do my best to do my duty. On my honor, to do my best to do my duty. See, you got to be ready. The Bible said, be also ready, because you know not the hour that the Son of Man is coming. So I'm telling you this evening, you're going to get blessed. God's going to move in your behalf. He's going to bring that situation. He's going to give you the victory in it. But you got to believe it. See, you got to prepare. Expect them delay. See, sometimes, I expect disappointment sometimes. Sometimes I just expect it. I rented one of my houses out to this lady. She begged me, oh, Pastor Stonks, this will be so lovely. I need it so bad. In 2017, I think it was in December. Do you know what? 2018, that young lady had got behind 4 months, 4 whole months, 4 whole months on rent. The same person that bragged and begged me to please let them have the house. They need it for their children. They need it so bad. But, see, I had a plan. Even if she didn't pay, I had a plan. Plan B. See, you always got to think ahead. You just can't think it's because it's going good right now. Anything can happen. Death can happen just like that. Sickness can happen just like that. Look at this pandemic. Who would ever thought that we got to walk around with masks on? One of my members, I just got a call yesterday that one of my members in the church was diagnosed with a small doses of coronavirus. Amen, amen. He works here in North Carolina. He got a civil service job. But he was told that he had to go on a 17-day, 7 days, a two-week lockdown. Why? Because he was exposed to the coronavirus. Listen, you know, he didn't expect that. And the choir tonight, one of the choir members called me this evening about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and said, Bishop Stark, we don't think we want to have choir rehearsal tonight because so-and-so was just tested for the coronavirus, and we need to spray it down and clean it. But anyway, all I'm saying to you, let's put ourselves in his shoes, or that person's shoes. They did not expect to be diagnosed with coronavirus. No, they didn't. They didn't expect it. See, you got to have a plan B. But I called him and prayed for him today. He's doing okay. And he's holding up good. So I'm telling you today, you may got some unexpected bad news, but that don't mean God ain't going to bless you. That doesn't mean that God not going to give you that house. I remember when I had no house, but today our church has 7 different houses. 7 houses. All of them paid for. We got tenants in all of them, but this one I'm living in. This is the parsonage for the church. Who would ever dream that? But God did. It wasn't that I set out 38 years ago when I started pastoring that I was going to one day be the pastor of a church. Our net worth is over $4 million. I never dreamed that. I never crossed my mind. But guess what? I was faithful to God over the little bit that I had. See, the Bible said, don't despise small beginnings. Listen, you may not have a lot tonight, but that don't mean tomorrow is going to be like this. God has blessed me immensely. He's opened some doors that's been closed in my face. He's turned some things around that was unimaginable. You wouldn't even expect the things that God did. The building that I'm in right now, a man bought this place and gave it to my church. A millionaire in New York. I call him every day because I often call him and thank him. Not often, but I call him every 3 or 4 months and thank him for what he did. I never met that man in 2014. He heard me on the radio preaching in New York, and he said he liked me, and he began to bless this ministry. He blessed this ministry. God got somebody to bless you. I'm telling you, I don't know who it's going to be. God got, you remember Isaac? You remember Abraham's son Isaac? Remember when Abraham sent his servant to go get Isaac's wife, and when they was coming back, the scripture says that she saw Isaac before he saw her. I said, God got a blessing looking for you right now. I'm talking about you. I don't know who it is. God got a blessing looking for you. Somebody's looking to bless you right now. I would have never dreamed that I'd be where I'm at tonight. Never, never. Never even come across my mind. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that God can do. God can do anything but fail, sisters and brothers. God can do anything but fail. There's no shortage in God. There's no lack in God. There's none whatsoever. There's no shortage and no lack in God. He can make it work for you. Talking about you. What is your name? James? Caroline? Okay. What's your name? Paulette? Your name's Williams? What's your name? Anthony? What's your name? Henry, what if you, what if, look at Mary. It don't matter. God got a blessing with your name on it. And I'm, he sent me here to tell you. If you're looking to me, looking at this broadcast tonight, it's not by chance. It's not by accident. God got you here to hear this word. You've been done wrong. Your wife did you wrong. Your husband did you wrong. But God still got a blessing waiting for you with your name on it. With your name on it. I'm glad to report this. I'm so happy to report this. That God got a blessing with your name on it. Look what it says in verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. I'm telling you, Christ just wants you to be faithful. The Bible said if you're faithful over a little, he'll make you rule over much. Don't worry about what he say or she say. Stand on what God's word says. You hear me? Look what it says in verse 11. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open to us. Lord, Lord, open us. They were foolish. They waited till Jesus came, until the bridegroom came, and then said, open the door. Too late then. Listen, you can't wait. You ever heard the song said, don't wait for the till the battle's over? Shout now. Don't wait until you get it. Begin to praise God now when you don't have it. Are y'all listening to me? Look at verse 12. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Why? Because they would not, they didn't anticipate a delay. I'm telling you tonight, I want to pray for you before I go off the air. There may be a delay, but it's not over. You just got to be faithful in the end of the delay. Verse 13, Jesus Christ said, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. He's coming. And I'm telling you today, you are a blessed person. Do y'all get me? You're a blessed person. God has blessed you. You are more than a conqueror. And I want to pray for you. If you want to call me, 252-214-0799. Now, you can call this number here at the studio, 252-916-0104. That'll come right in the studio with me. 252-916-0104. And I'll pick you up right now. But I want to pray for you. Let me just pray for you because I got to go. Father, in the name of the Lord, I pray for this audience. I don't know who listening tonight. I see about four or five, maybe eight out there, but I don't know all that's there. But God, I know that you told me to tell this audience tonight, don't be foolish, expect a delay, but they will get the blessing that you promised. Said if the Lord rebuke you, I take the authority from you, I curse you at the root. I command you to go to the pits of hell. Take your hands off God's people. They are free because Jesus Christ set them free. Father, thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, I got to go, but I'll be around the studio tonight. My personal phone number, 252-214-0799. That's my personal number. You can call me on my cell. You want to speak to me. 252-214-0799. If you want to get on the air right quick, call me at 252-916-0104. I love you this evening. I want you to know that God loves you, and you are more than a conqueror. You take care. He that the Son set free is free indeed. Have a good evening. Thank you.
will acknowledge how incredible you are. We become speechless.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. I tell you, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I want you to know that God is with you and God loves you. There is no such thing that God don't love you. God cares about you. He gave his life. Jesus Christ gave his life so you could be a winner. Did you hear what I said? Jesus gave his life so you could be a winner. I don't care who you are. I got a call today. It was great to hear from my son, Elder Booker. The Lord just blessed him to get his own house down there in South Carolina. It's a real blessing to hear when God is blessing other people. See, God has no respect to person. But I want to share with you something tonight. When things is in delay, how do you handle that? You know, sometimes you want God to do something and it didn't happen right then. But there's a scripture that God gives us to let us know that we got to be prepared even in delay, when there is a delay. And there will be some delays in life now. Don't get me wrong. There are going to be some delays in life. There are going to be some delays in life. Some things are going to come pretty quick, and some things are not going to come that quick. I want to talk about tonight how to handle delay. When you want it, and you didn't get it, how to handle it? How do you handle delay? You're saved. You know you're saved. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're doing what you can to do right. But still, look like everybody else is just going in front of you. That's when you've been delayed. Well, let's look at the scriptures tonight. Let's don't take my word for it. Let's look over there in Matthew chapter 25. And I got verses 1 through 13 on the screen for you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, even right now, God, that you bless your word. Bless me that I can speak as an oracle of God. Bless these your people that they may hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church today, in Jesus' name. Now, let's do what it says in verse number 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, the Lord uses 10 versions there to explain how to expect the delay. 5 of them didn't expect the delay, but 5 of them did. And 5 of them took some extra oil. When you dealing with God, don't look for everything happen just like that. Sometimes, I just read on Facebook tonight, one of Elder's daughters said, it's been a long time coming, but it's time. He's waited many a year to buy a house, but he finally bought one. See, it's never too late. Somebody listening to me right now, you want to buy a house, and you haven't gotten it yet. But just don't give up. Keep on being faithful to God. Keep on being faithful. That's how you get it. Look what it says in verse number 2. It says, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. See, the foolish ones didn't anticipate a delay. They took the lamps with them. They went to the same place, but they had no extra oil. So when the lamps went out, they had no oil to put in the lamp. See, that wasn't wise at all. That's what a foolish person does. You look for it to happen right now, and it don't happen. So then you get this maze. Look at verse 3. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They took the lamps but didn't have no oil. See, they were foolish. If you're expecting God to bless you right now, and he's going to do it, and he is doing it, but if you expected no delay, that's kind of foolish. Because now God can do it. I've seen God just do things like that. I've seen him do it. Then I've seen other faith people, other cases, when it didn't happen like that, it happened like this, gradually. See, but you got to be faithful to God even when you don't see it. See, when you want God to bless you, you got to be faithful even though you didn't get what you want. I remember when I was buying the house, the church in Brooklyn. Didn't have no money. I really had no money now. And no credit. And so the landlord that I leased it from, he wrote the first lease with option to buy for 3 years. And the 3 years went out and I didn't buy it. Well, it came back another year. And instead of giving me a 3-year lease, he gave me a 1-year lease. And on that lease, it didn't say option to buy. Did you hear me? It didn't say option to buy. Just a 1-year lease. That year went out, and I still hadn't bought it. I mean, I had it 4 years. I had not bought the house. See, God was working, but he was in delay. And then he wrote me another lease after the 4th year for 1 more year, and he went up on the rent. I said to him, I said, why are you going up on the rent? His reply to me was, Lonnie, I've been trying to get you to buy this house, and you keep putting it off. I said, his name was Mr. Tamarina. I said, Mr. Tamarina, I don't have no money, and I don't have no credit. He said, I told you that I would hold the mortgage for you. Did you see that? He said, I told you that I would hold the mortgage for you. See, God was working, but I didn't know it. Because I didn't know how to understand. I didn't understand God in them days. God was working right for me right then. And the man was wanting to help me. But I put off buying the house for 4 years. The first lease was 3 years. Then he gave me another lease for a year. And that year ran out, which made 4 years. And he came out to give me another lease, and that was going to be for 1 year. And I said to him, Mr. Tamarino,